All right, so this morning we're going to get back to discussing something which is very central to the entire theme, the entire concept of this principle, the 11th principle. We went on a little bit of, certainly not a tangent, but something less central to what is so fundamental about this principle. We went off on the discussion of what the reward of Olam Haba is, of the world to come, and what the punishment of Karis is. So we spent a couple weeks on that, but just to get back to something which is very fundamental to this principle and understanding the idea of this of what the principle is about. So we have the text of the principle here, the 11th principle, the Hayesod HaEchad Asar, the 11th principle. Shehu Yisal and Mishalim Gmul Tov Lamisha Mekayim Mitzvah Torah V'Manish Misha Over Azoseh. Right, the principle that God rewards those who keep the mitzvahs of the Torah and He punishes those who violate the prohibitions of the Torah. Fine. So we have this very important principle, one of the 13 fundamentals of Judaism. That's the idea of reward and punishment. So a very essential problem with understanding this principle is that it seems to go smack in the face against one of the most fundamental ideas in Judaism, and it's one of the most famous teachings in Pirkei Avos. If you turn the page, we have here Pirkei Avos, chapter 1, Mishnah 3. Says Antignos Ish Socho Kibel Mishimon Atadik. Antignos Ish Socho was the next member in the tradition. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hamisham Shem Esarav Al Menas Lakabel Pras. Do not be like servants who serve their master on condition to receive reward. Ella You should be like servants who are serving their master on condition, not on condition to receive reward. Right? So this idea that the person is supposed to be serving God, not because they have this idea of reward in mind, not because they're going to get something, some personal gain out of it, but they should be serving God even if they weren't getting reward. Right? So we seem to have this fundamental idea that serving God with the intention of getting reward is not something that's encouraged, is not something that's looked so positively upon. It's one of the most fundamental teachings in Judaism is don't be like someone who's serving God on condition to get reward. Now, the truth is, if you want to know the truth, and I know that Corey wants to know the truth,
I want the truth.
So we're gonna let it out of the bag here, is that if we were not the Rambam, which we aren't, but if we were not working within the approach of the Rambam, this would not be an end of the world question, because there are those who understand that when we say don't be like servants who are serving God to not receive reward, that means, you know, the reward that the Torah promises, the things that the Torah says you're going to get rain in the proper time and produce and material success, the rewards in this world, the physical rewards, which the Torah does indeed promise as reward for keeping the Torah, that maybe when it says don't be like a servant who's serving to receive reward, it means that kind of reward. But the reward, the ultimate reward, the spiritual reward of Olam Haba, the spiritual reward of, you know, connection to God and all of that. So that, of course, that's the purpose. So that you could do. So if we weren't working within the opinion of the Rambam, this would not be such a problematic issue. But the problem is that we are working in the opinion of the Rambam here. The Rambam is this the one who has laid down this 11th principle of reward and punishment. And the Rambam himself, if you turn the page, in several places, we'll just see a quick sample of a couple places, but the first one we'll see very briefly, but in the next one we're going to see he's very strong about this point. The Rambam says, this is in chapter 10 of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Al Yoma, the first halacha of chapter 10 of Hilchos Tshuva, Al Yomar Adam, Hareini Osa Mitzos HaTorah, V'Osik B'Chachmasa, Kedesha Akaba HaBrachos HaKsuvos HaTorah, a person should not serve, should not say, I'm going to do the mitzvos and I'll learn the Torah in order that I receive the blessings that are written in the Torah, or in order that I merit Olam Haba. A person should not say, I'm going to keep the Torah in order that I get to Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, "Ein ra'i l'ovid Hashem al derech zeh." It's not really befitting to serve Hashem in that way. Sha'ovid al derech zeh hu ovid miyira, because someone who serves Hashem in this way is on the madrega. They are on the level of someone who is called serving out of yira, out of fear of Hashem. There, as long as you're doing it because of consequences, and the Rambam seems to suggest, even if you're doing it for good consequences, even if you're doing it, serving from yira does not just mean that you're serving because you're afraid of getting hurt, but even if you're serving for getting the reward that's promised, that's you're an oved miyira. You're serving due to the consequences of serving or not serving, and that's not the ideal level of serving Hashem. So the Rambam says very explicitly that serving God for the purpose of reaching Olam Haba, but that's not the appropriate method of serving Hashem. Turn the page again. We have the Rambam earlier in the introduction to Perak Chelek, the preamble before he gets up to the Yud Gimel Ikrim.
You like preambles?
All right.
Can I ask a Shaila?
You want to interject? Go ahead.
If it's all right with the Rav.
Okay. All right.
Isn't the Rambam just saying that serving from Yira is not ideal, and you shouldn't do that? That's just what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
That's what everybody else says, too. Why? How is that different from the Ramban or everybody else?
The problem is that...
And doesn't the Ramban have lo lishma, bo lishma, right? You do something not for the right reason, but you're doing a good thing, you come to the right reason.
So the two issues, we'll get to the second issue soon. The first issue is just that in our 11th principle, there's a fundamental of faith, which is reward and punishment. So if it's the beginner, novice who is not really where he's supposed to be, then why is there a fundamental of faith? You would expect fundamentals to be something that even the person on the highest level should, if this is a fundamental, it means it should be basic and true for everyone. So if it's basically someone who hasn't yet made the cut and they're still working on it, hasn't reached the level of let's call it ahava, so they're still working out of yira. Okay, fine. So there's this backup. If you can't make it for ahava, so at least start with yira. But to make that a fundamental of faith that you must believe. If you don't believe in reward and punishment, you are a heretic. That, what do you mean? That's like you'd be much better off if you didn't believe it. If you said, I'm going to serve God. Reward and punishment, I don't care about. I'm serving God because I want to serve God. Who cares about reward and punishment? That's much better. So why is there a fundamental of faith to believe in reward and punishment if reward and punishment is, as the Rambam himself says, not an appropriate way to serve God? But to make it a little bit more, we'll see what the Rambam says here. The Rambam describes, it's not just that it's one is good and the other is better. We'll see how the Rambam describes it here in the beginning of his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. So the Rambam writes, the Asur La'adam Hashalim, this is after he gives, we saw this a long time ago, but the Rambam gives an extensive mashal, analogy of the idea of what's going on when we start telling someone about reward that they can relate to, and then eventually we hope to wean them. He gives a whole analogy about teaching a child. When you teach a child, the child doesn't have the maturity to understand that when you're teaching him, the knowledge itself really is the ultimate goal, and so therefore you have to give him something external motivation. You give him something which is not the purpose, which he sees as, you know, the motivation, in order to get him to do that which really should be his goal. So you give him a candy, so he learns for the candy, not realizing that the real gain that he's getting here is the knowledge itself. And then he gets a little bit older, and you progress him through different levels of maturity. So the Rambam at the end here, he says, "Va'aser la'adam ha'shalim sheyomar." It is forbidden for a person who is shalim, a person who is complete, to say, "Im asisi elu atovos," if I've done these good things, "v'nimnesi me'elu araos," I've refrained from doing these bad things, "shehizhir Hashem mehem," that Hashem has warned against, "bameyia gemuli," what's going to be my reward for that? "Lefisha zek kamo sheyoma ha'na'ar," this is like the child who says, "im lamadati mayi nasinli," if I learn, if I study, what are you going to give me? "The omrim lo," and we tell him, "Dava ploni," we'll give you whatever it is, we'll give you candy, we'll give you a pair of shoes, we'll give you some money, right? "Lefi shekasher ra'inu choser daito," because when we see the deficiency of this child's awareness, of his maturity, "she'enu maven erech hadava azeh," he doesn't appreciate the value of this, what you're trying to give him, "umevakish latachlis tachlis," and he wants to have a purpose, meaning a side purpose for the actual purpose. The actual purpose is the limud, is the learning, and he needs a purpose to replace that with. His purpose is going to be the piece of candy. Ne'enelo lafi erech sichluso. You respond to him in accordance on, you respond to him on his level, in accordance with his foolishness, you respond to him. Anex yel ki'ivalto, you respond to a fool according to his silliness. Right, so this child is on a child level, so you have to relate to him on a child level. So you tell him, "Oh, okay, here's what you're going to get." So the same thing, that's what it's like when someone says, "What am I going to get for serving Hashem?" Ukvar his hirunu hachamim gam al zeh. The Chachamim warned against this. Kolomar shelo yasim ha'adam tachlas avodaso v'kiyumo l'mitzvos ezadavar min advarim, that a person should not place as his aim, as his goal for serving Hashem and performing the mitzvos, any thing. You shouldn't place, have something as your goal for that. V'hu ma'amar ha'chasid ha'shalim ma'asig emes antignos ish tocho. This was the statement of Antignos Ish Socho, which we read a few moments ago in Pirkei Avos. Al tiyukav adam misham shemesarav amanas lekabel pras. You should not be like servants serving the master to receive a reward. Al hayukav adam misham shemesarav amanas shelo lekabel pras. You should be like servants who are serving the master, not on condition to receive reward. Interesting that the Rambam here has his version of the text is, there are two versions floating around. One version is shelo almanas lekabel pras, which means not on condition to receive reward. And the other one, which is the one that the Rambam says here, to know if he means it specifically, but he says almanas shelo lekabel pras, on condition to not receive the reward. Everybody see the difference between those two? One says not on condition to receive reward, which means I'm doing it not on condition to receive reward, I'm doing it, I don't care, I have no conditions. The other one is specifically on condition to not receive reward. I'm specifically serving Hashem on condition to not receive reward. Right? So there's a... So the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos actually discusses the...
Hashem how to do his business?
Make it tonight.
Make it tonight, right, that I specifically don't want to receive reward. So there is some discussion about you know, significant theological differences between possibly between the two versions. Some want to say that the second version doesn't mean specifically on condition, means I'd be serving God even on condition that I wouldn't receive reward, meaning even if it would be understood that I will not be getting reward.
A feel or something,
you should say. Really it should just say shalom amanas gal raz, but even if I specifically knew that I wasn't getting reward, I would still serve God. But there's the significance of it is in there's a school of thought that, you know, famously well known through the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, and somewhat more in Das Truas, but mostly in Derech Hashem, the Ramchal describes that, you know, God is perfect. So why did God create the world? Corey.
Because God contains or is...
Let's do some leading questions here. God, you don't give an answer that I don't
God
want.
God is kulo chesed.
Because God is kulo chesed, so...
And you can't do any chesed by yourself, on yourself. You can't... I guess you can do a chesed for yourself. But the most chesed you can do is if there is another being to bestow the chesed on.
So he
didn't need to do that, but he wanted his desire, his ratzon, was to do chesed, and the way to do it was to create things to do chesed for.
So not to get into the theological discussion.
Is that good?
It's pretty close. Saying deep, Corey. Not to get into the theological discussion of what it means for God to have a desire. Doesn't that sound like if God has a desire, doesn't that sound like he's lacking something? There's answers to that question. Also, we're not going to get into that now. But basically, God's perfect. So he created the world cannot be for his own sake, because there is no for his own sake. He has everything he needs. He's perfect. So why did he create the world? He created the world for us. He created the world, kidei lahativ lachlazu, also in order to be able to bestow good to another entity, to something outside of himself. So that was the goal, or the purpose of God's creating the world, was in order to give good to something else, right? The vehicle, how that good is going to be given, fine. But basically, if the purpose of creation is for God to give reward. Now, let's just, for a minute, we say we're supposed to not be serving for reward, right? We're supposed to serve God not because we are, you know, interested in our own personal good, but we just want to do what God says. But at the end of the day, our mission, whether or not it's our motivation, but our mission should specifically be to get reward. Why? Because that's why God created the world. We're kind of helping God, so to speak. The more we enable God to give the perfect reward, the more we become deserving of reward, so the more we're contributing to the world fulfilling its purpose. So, of course, I don't want to serve God on condition to not receive reward. I want to serve God with no conditions, but, of course, the reward will come, because if I'm doing it for not reward, so then it's counterproductive to, you know, the purpose of creation. So there's a certain theological issue in some schools of thought with having that version, which is why some, even if you have that version, will reread it. But basically, that's a side point for our discussion. As fascinating as Corey finds it, a side point. But either way, the Rambam says we have that. This is the idea of serving God not on condition to receive reward, or on condition to not receive the reward. It's childish. It's immature for a person to serve God on condition to receive reward. The Amar Aleim Hashalom v'mitzvosav chafitz me'od. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. Right? The pasuk in Tehillim says that you should be very desirous of God's mitzvos. And Rabbi Elazar says v'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. You should desire God's mitzvos and not the reward of the mitzvos. Right? The reward of the mitzvos, that's olam haba. Right? You should be desirous of the mitzvos, but not the reward of the mitzvos. The Yosir Gadol Mizeh, and even more, Amram Balashon Sifri, is what the Chachamim said in the Sifri, in the Medrash, Shema Tomar Hareini Lami Torah Bishvil She'ei Ashir. Maybe a person will say, I'm going to learn Torah in order to be wealthy, Bishvil She'ekha Rebbe, in order that people will call me Rabbi, Bishvil She'ekha Bal Sarb Olam Haba, in order that I get reward in Olam Haba, Talmud Lomar La'ava Es Hashem. The verse comes and teaches us that you should love Hashem. Kol shatem osim lo tasu elame ava. Everything that you do, you should do it out of ahavas Hashem. Do it out of love of Hashem, not out of any desire to get anything for yourself out of it. So the Rambam on his list of what not to have in mind puts on the list is bishvil she'akava skav olam ava, to get reward in the next world. The logis alam imenu elasikel upesi. And only someone who is a fool, someone silly, will overlook this fact. Asher kvar hishchisu hazayos hadeos hashgeonos vademyonos hagruos, that these imaginary philosophies that are silly, those are the only people who they're looking to serve God for reward. They're looking for what they can get out of it. So the Rambam here describes this idea of serving God for reward is much more than just, you know, much more than just a backup plan, much more than just, you know, okay, if you're not at the highest level yet, so here's this. He describes it as something foolish, something silly. In the beginning, he actually used the word usher. He said it's forbidden, right? So we have to try and understand exactly, in terms of that usher thing. So it happens to be the Rambam didn't just say in a vacuum. It's also, he says, usher adam ashalim, someone who's perfect, it's usher for him. But at the end of the day, the Rambam describes it's a childish thing, it's a silly thing to do. So if it's childish and silly, so how come it's a fundamental of faith? And not that, not just that, but let's go one step further. On the next page.
Because of all the... Not everybody's shalim.
Yeah.
So that's why that word's in there, right? Because most... Some people say that most people have some level of foolishness and childishness that they haven't gotten over.
Right. But does that justify?
We have people we call them gadol because they reached a certain level.
Does that justify why it's a fundamental of faith?
Yeah, but there's the 1% who reached the top.
So the
1%
has a different list of a different list of core beliefs of Judaism than the rest.
No, but they also started out as babies. So at one point,
but
they were not gadol.
Are there some fundamentals of faith? These are things that are most basic to Jewish belief that you outgrow.
Fundamental that you outgrow.
This is fundamental to Jewish belief. And says the Rambam, if you don't believe it, even by accident, you don't believe it not just because you rejected it, but you just didn't know about it. You are a heretic, says the Rambam. If you don't believe in this thing, you're a heretic. So now everyone who's outgrown, who's gotten to the highest level, they're all heretics.
You don't know.
All of the Gedolim are heretics because they don't believe in Skar Va'Osh.
Shalom.
So what does it mean? On the one hand, we're saying it's silly and it's foolish. On the other hand, we're saying it's a fundamental of faith. But to make it even one step worse, just in case Corey thought that it was just, you know, like this idea of, okay, so when you start out, there's this fear of punishment, of reward, but certainly, you know, is not something you would aspire to. So just to make sure Corey doesn't leave this morning with that false impression, the Rambam writes in his Sefer Mitzvos, when he counts the Mitzvos, the fourth Mitzvos Aseh is HaMitzvah HaRevius, He Shetzivanu Laham in Yeroso Yisaleh Ulehifachem Mimenu. Mitzvah number 4, to fear God. Velo niyek kofim ha'ochim bekari. Right? I'm reading from the underlined section that you are pointing in. The mitzvah of Yiski, Shetzivanu, Laha'amin Yiraso, Yisara, Ulehi Fochid Mimenu. Right? Mitzvah sa'asei, to fear God. Seemingly. Right?
Seemingly.
So what does it mean? It had to be a mitzvah to fear God, but that's a silly thing to do. It's a silly way to serve God is to serve him out of fear, but it's a mitzvah. How do those two things possibly fit together? So on the one hand we have, it's a fundamental of faith to fear God. It's a mitzvah to fear God. On the other hand, you cannot serve God out of fear of punishment, and if you do, you're silly, and you're childish. So how do those two things possibly fit together? Everyone hears the question? Including Corey?
It's very simple. You're making everything so complicated.
That's what we're here for. I'd be out of a job if we can make things complicated. What?
It's
not
regular. Exactly. Even the God, even the greatest Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aleha Hashalom, Zichron Libracha, he wasn't perfect. He too made mistakes, and even he who spoke the Hashem, spoke directly to God, he also had fear, maybe even more than us. And he probably was afraid of punishment on some level. At the same time, he served Ma'ahava.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so we'll see two approaches in answering this question. The first one is similar to what the Kori is saying, but is the Rambam himself on the last words of that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The last words of that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos starts with, don't be like servants who serve God on condition to receive reward, rather be like servants who serving their master, not on condition to receive their reward. The last four words of that Mishnah are the Yehei Mora Shemayim Aleichem, and the fear of Shemayim should be upon you. So the Rambam explains, see, this is the Rambam's commentary to that Mishnah. Amar Achasad Hazeh, this righteous man on Tignos Ishtoch, who said, Atem al ta'avdu es Hashem al manat sheyitiv lachem v'yaseh chesed. You should not serve God because he's going to benefit you and he's going to be kind to you. V'nim tseisem rotfim achar gemul v'ovdim biglalo. In which case you're not serving God, you're serving the reward. That you're chasing after a reward. Ella avduhu ka'avadim she'enim rotfim achar chesed v'lo atava. Serve him like servants who are not chasing after the chesed and after the benefit. Ratza bazeh sheyehu ovdim me'ava kamosha be'yadu basir v'samhedrin. You should serve Hashem out of ava, like we explained in the introduction to Sanhedrin, the passage we just read about the training the child, right, that you shouldn't be doing that. The imzos, with that, lo patram min ha'yira. This does not exempt them from yira. Lefikach amar, and therefore he says, im heyoschem ovdim me'ava, even though you are serving God out of ava, al tanichu es ha'yira legamre, you should not set aside Yiras Hashem entirely. The Yehei Moreh Shemayim Aleichem, the fear of Shemayim should be upon you. Lefi Shegam B'Torah Kvar Ne'emar Hatziboy Al Hayira. It already says in the Torah, commanded to fear God. Shene'emar Es Hashem Elokech Atira. You should fear your God. The Amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim have said, Avod me'ahava, avod me'yira. Serve God out of ahava, and serve God out of yira. The Amru, ha'ohev lo yazniach es atzivoy. One who serves God, one who loves God, will not set aside the tzivoy, will not set aside the commandment. V'hayira, v'hayar lo yavo ha'azhara. And the one who has yira will not violate the prohibition. And there's a great purpose in mitzvos and there's a great role that yira plays in mitzvos lo sasa, in negative commandments, and especially in what the Rambam refers to as mitzvos hashamayos, which are the mitzvos which are not sichli, which we don't understand, something like kashrus and shatnez and things like that, which they're not things that we would, even if we can appreciate some meaning behind them, are not things that seem so rational. They're not things we would have came up with on our own. So says the Rambam, that's where the role of yira is. So if with this Rambam, if we'd ask the Rambam, what's the answer to these two things, the Rambam would say that there's a distinction between mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. When it comes to positive commandments and negative commandments, when it comes to positive commandments, that's where the role of ahava, you're serving Hashem out of ahava, when you do what Hashem says, it should be out of ahavas Hashem. We discussed this somewhat when we discussed the reward and punishment for mitzvahs, that the reward, the positive construction of olam haba, is the relationship that you build with Hashem through doing the mitzvos. That Olam Haba is the relationship to God, is the connection to God. That is something which should be built out of Ahavas Hashem. When it comes to mitzvos lo sa'aseh, the mitzvos lo sa'aseh are the things that those aren't building those relationships. Those are that's the not destroying the relationship, refraining from violating God's will. Those are the mitzvos lo sa'aseh. That is the way yira comes in. The role of yira is in I guess what we would call obedience, in obeying in doing what God says, or in not doing what God says not to do. That's the role, where the role of yira is. I'm not doing what God said not to do, just because out of the appreciation that's the God said not to do it, not because of not necessarily, not necessarily, but that it's not strictly because of the Ahavas Hashem, but because the year of Hashem, that's the role of the mitzvahs lo sasa. That's the role of negative commandments. So that's the role of year of Hashem.
So you should fear punishment, but not expect reward. Is what that sounds like?
Essentially, I guess you'd say it like that. That it's the role of Yira is to preserve a person's to protect a person from violating the negative commandments. But when a person puts on tefillin or whatever it is they do, that should be done out of that should be done with Ahavas Hashem. Right? As the Rambam here in this Hakdama to always explains it. But yes, Corey.
Nothing. No.
Oh,
you're on a roll.
We're on a roll. Let me do one other understanding, and this point really gets back to the core of what the purpose of this 11th principle is. And this is the commentary of the Kinnas Sofrim to the Sefer Mitzvos on this mitzvah, on this fourth mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, of fearing God. So the Kinnas Sofrim here, he has a long response to the Abar Banel and the Baal HaKeder of Yitzchak HaRama, who they had a very vehement attack on the Rambam for what he says here. And the Kinnas Sofrim says that they misunderstood the Rambam. He doesn't understand their question. It's Rambam saying something very simple. But the end of his comments here, starting from where this bracket is, primarily I want to get to the part that I underlined, but we'll start from the beginning of the brackets. He says, "Ve'yude hagmul asher bo b'Torah b'kama mitzvos," the promises of reward which are in the Torah for many mitzvos. Einan ela haftachos shenam in bahen. There are promises that a person should believe in. Lo sheyu. Sorry. Lo sheyu kein ikar hakavana b'shmiras mitzvos. Not that should be a person's intention when he does mitzvos. They should be. A person should believe that there is such a reward or such a punishment. That should not be a person's intention when he does mitzvos. V'ha'ayomim gamkein asher nemru over ritzono. And the same thing, the punishments or the the threats to someone who violates God's will. Lo yeshubach legamre misha yizar min aveirus mipnei yiras onesh. It is not, someone is not praiseworthy who is avoiding violating the mitzvos because of their fear of the punishment levad alone. Kizu yira gerua, that's a very low level. The highest level, that which is, you know, beyond, that is, he shalom lavar aratzon yisparach levad, is merely to not do it because it's God's will. Af ki yitzuyar, even if a person could imagine, shalom yagi ehu mizeh shum nezek v'onesh, that there's not going to be any negative consequences, nothing bad is going to happen, there's going to be no punishment, no harm is going to come to himself by doing this. Even a person would imagine it that way, he still would be careful, he still would not violate God's will, nothing to do with the fact that that he's going to get punished or not, just because that's God's commandment. Sorry. But in any event, ha'emuna, the belief, b'schar v'onesh, in reward and punishment, who may ikare ha'Torah, is one of the fundamentals of the Torah, sha'kofer bo ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Someone who denies it, someone who rejects it, has no portion in the world to come. V'lazos ha'kavana gamkin dikde karav mitzvazu, says the Kinnas Sofrim, that the Rambam was very careful in his wording of this mitzvah. He was very precise in what he wrote. Lomar, to say, shetzivanu leha'amin yiraso yisbara. If you look back, the Rambam did not say it is a mitzvah to fear Hashem. The Rambam said it is a mitzvah to believe in fear of Hashem. Mitzvah revias he shetziranu rehaamin yirasu yisala uyifachin yenu. To believe in fear of in awe of Hashem and in His fear. What does that mean? To believe in it. Let's just finish the line here. We'll get uyifachin yenu and to be and to have that fear. Velo niyeka kofim aholchem b'shurus livam v'kari. Not to be like kofim walk around thinking they can do whatever they want. Avam niyare b'yiras ancho b'chol ace. You should be constantly have this idea of the fear of consequences. V'zehu amro as Hashem al kafatira, and that is the mitzvah of as Hashem al kafatira, that you should fear the Lord your God. So what is the idea of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem? The mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is to believe, to have the emunah that there is reward for doing the right thing and that there is punishment for doing the wrong thing. Not that a person, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is not to be afraid and that a person should serve Hashem because they're afraid of that yira, or is not a mitzvah to have specifically Yiras Hashem. It is a mitzvah to believe that there are consequences for a person's actions. To believe that a person, that there is onesh, there are cosmic consequences to violating God's will, and there are cosmic rewards for fulfilling God's will. This is the root of, we discussed this at the very beginning when we introduced this principle, the fundamental idea of the 11th principle is not the fact that is not that a person gets reward and punishment, and that the mitzvah is not to believe that there is such a thing as reward and punishment. The mitzvah is, as the Rambam says, shehu yis'ala mishalim, to believe that Hashem reacts, that Hashem compensates or responds to a person's actions, which means that a person's actions have meaning, that a person's actions, that which God, fulfilling God's will, is something of consequence, and negating and violating God's will is something of consequence. The mitzvah of, or the ikar, the fundamental of Svarit Onesh, what?
What's the word Yisala?
Yisala means elevated, lofty. That is supreme. That he, God, the lofty God, is Mishalim Gultov and Lishim Mekai Mitzvah Torah, right? The idea of Schar V'Onish, the Iker of Schar V'Onish, is not an Iker to be a mercenary. And the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is not a mitzvah to be a mercenary. It's not saying that you should serve God out of fear. And in fact, a person would not be able to serve God in a realistic way if all he had was a fear of onesh and a hope for reward. A person cannot commit themselves to just the greatest achievement of pleasure. If all a person saw in the mitzvos was the greatest goodie bag, that was how you're going to get the biggest prize, a person would not be able to completely subjugate themselves to such a thing to the exclusion of anything else, that everything else would be off the table to them. If there was no inherent meaning in what they were doing, if there was no greater value in what they were doing, that would not commit a person to keeping Torah and mitzvos. And the idea of the ikrim, the idea of the Yud Gimel ikrim, we've discussed and mentioned many times, is that it forms the structure in which a person is committed, is absolutely committed to the Torah and the mitzvos. The idea of the 11th ikar, and the reason why it's a fundamental, is because the 11th ikar is to realize the import of your actions, to realize you are not doing something arbitrary, you are not doing something without meaning, there is real consequence to what you're doing. There is schar for doing things the right way, that not just that there is schar, but that God is watching what you're doing and rewarding you according to what, doing the right thing. And God Himself is punishing to someone who does the wrong thing. That God is interested and cares about what He's doing is not just set up. You know, it's not like a slot machine that God, you know, just put the world here. And now if you play the system right, you get reward. And if you play the system wrong, you get punishment. God is the one who is giving the reward. God is the one who is sitting and judging and watching our actions. The 11th principle is the appreciation that our actions matter to God, that God is watching what we're doing, and that God cares about and assigns significance to what we do. And the way that we relate to that is in that we see there are tangible consequences to our actions. One level of that might be what happens in this world, but as we saw over the past few weeks, the primary point of that is that there's a relationship to God, which is in the balance of our actions, that we have the ability to build Olam Haba for ourselves. We have the ability to form a relationship with God through our actions, or to destroy that relationship through our actions. And it's that appreciation, the understanding that we have a meaningful relationship, that we have the ability to create or destroy, that's what will keep a person dedicated to mitzvos without exception. You look like you have a question.
I find it interesting that this is raised to the level of an ikker when, you know, we're not actually supposed to. The whole point is to not care too much about our reward.
No.
And yet, we're supposed to, it's a huge mitzvah to believe in reward or punishment, and yet, we're not supposed to do it because of reward.
Right.
So there seems to be, you know, even if we believe it, I can see that being, you know, a good belief to have, but why is it such a mitzvah to believe in it if we're not supposed to?
Right.
I think I have an answer.
You want to, okay, let's hear.
I think the ikker is that Judaism is about separating your motivation from your belief.
I wouldn't have used those two words. I would have used motivation, but I would say to separate your motivation from your mission. Your motivation is what drives you to do what you are doing. Should be Avas Hashem, should be the fact that God said so. If you ask why are you doing this, because God said so. If we ask what's the mission, what's the point of doing this, the point of doing this, that the accomplishment that this does, is that look at the significance, the consequence of action. I see that I'm doing something very important. The fact that I'm doing something very important is manifested in the consequences of what happens by doing it. It's not something meaningless and arbitrary. It's something very meaningful that's seen, that is borne out through the consequences. That's how you see that this is something very important, very significant. But if it asks, why am I doing it? My motivation, my agenda, is meant to be just because God said so. It's a very difficult level to reach. But that is the goal that a person should have, is to reach a level where I'm doing this only because God said so. I understand that it's very important what I'm doing, and that's why I believe that God assigns consequences for both the good and the bad that I do. But that's not why I'm doing this. So why I'm doing this is because because God said to do this, and I appreciate that God is the ultimate being, is my creator, and is the only true purpose of existence, and therefore I want to, his word is inherently, you know, what I want to do. I'm doing that with the appreciation of the significance of it, which is that's represented, or that is borne out through the scar of onus, through the consequences which are assigned to it. All right, we'll stop here.